online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Keep it, swear this one you say.
I feel like
gotta
I'm
lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
No starting till you sing.
I'm not singing tonight.
You got it.
Don't tell
yes, but
I say just to
all right. You got me to do a line. Next week we'll get
this.
All right. I love your singing. It gets better every season, so that's amazing.
Thank
well,
you.
Hello.
I'm really practicing.
After, I know, I can tell. In the off season,
thank
you're really
you.
You're really taking care
tonight
of that practice.
Thank you. It's 2 months.
It's amazing.
We're proud.
Okay, well, hello, AfterBuzzers. If you can't tell, we're here doing another season of Pretty Little Liars for you all on AfterBuzz TV. And you can always find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Rate, comment, let us know what you're thinking. This show is getting dark, let me
yeah.
say. So crazy.
Not even slowly.
It was dark.
It was a dive-in tonight, right. for sure. The episode, Game on Charles, and we quickly kind of knew last season about Charles, and then we're getting more, and that's all I want from this season is to figure out who Charles is.
Yeah.
That being said, if you want to get more involved with AfterBuzz, there's a great way to do it. Go on podcastone.com and let us know what you're thinking. You can take a quick survey there. It helps us kind of figure out what we're doing well and maybe not so well on our show, and we just love hearing from you guys, your theories, your thoughts, all of that. It will take you about 3 minutes, so it's a quick little jump in for sure.
And then tweet us and let us know you did it.
Yay. Exactly. And we'll retweet that because
yes.
we love, this
yes.
is a table full of people who love to retweet. Let's be honest. We and favorite, we're all about it. So
yep.
tweet us and let us know what you're thinking. And of course, I'm Stephanie Wanger and you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Wanger.
I'm Kristen Strange and you can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange.
And I'm Heather Joy Smith and you guys can find me on Twitter at Heather Joy Smith.
Exactly.
Yay.
So excited to be back for another season
yes.
with you all. Although I have to say that this feels like a completely different show from
no, it's not the same show.
Season
no.
one or two. It points it felt like a horror episode. It was just very intense. We all kind of said it as we were watching.
Yeah. I could not stop watching to even take notes for us to chat about. Like, I was so focused
yeah.
because it, like, dragged you into the TV. Like, I just could not take my eyes off of it the whole entire show.
Yeah, I took two notes. Mona gets saved with gas mask. Second note, police seem to be doing something good.
Fantastic notes.
What our listeners may not know is that I'm a big note taker, and tonight
yes.
I have, like, one page, which
that's
is...
Like, and normally they're like three or four.
You
yeah.
pretty much didn't take notes.
Yeah.
You pretty much didn't.
I'm a huge note taker. I'll admit that. And tonight is not so great on that front.
I just couldn't... I felt like I was there. I couldn't stop, like, being there. I was like, I have to run. I have to get out of the dollhouse.
Yeah, I felt like we were in there.
Yeah.
They did a great job with kind of the camera angles and all of
yeah.
that to make you feel enclosed. And also
a little bit too much.
We
yeah.
were also watching in a trailer, which
yeah.
may have played into that feeling
yeah.
a bit. I will say that in full disclosure. But I have to say, I really am interested to see where this season goes because it's such a different tone than what we've ever seen before on Pretty Little Liars. And they teased it in the off season that it was going to be this darker show.
Yeah.
And you saw that from minute one.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I read so many interviews just with, I know Janelle had done an interview and a couple other people, and they just said it's going to be so dark. It's going to be just completely different than any other season. So I feel like we're going to have a lot more of this.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny because I was talking to a few friends about coming in and doing the show again today, and they were all saying, oh, I think, you know, it's the first episode of the season. It's probably going to be a slow one. Pretty Little Liars, like, they have 24 more episodes that they need to fill. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I walked in here, and it was like,
no.
It felt like a season finale. It was
yeah.
so
yeah.
crazy. And, like, in some ways, I felt like it left me more questions than the season finale did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From almost. Season five. Yeah.
We have a whole 3 weeks missing from this episode that are unaccounted for. We have no idea what happened in those 3 weeks, and I need to know.
Yeah. So let's jump into that and talk about, of course, Allison has been
acquitted,
let off of these murder charges, and we see that she's making a public statement about being let off, and everybody's kind of in shock, I want to say, around her.
Yeah.
I guess in shock because she's being let off, but there felt like there was something else going on there.
Yeah. And also, I think that this was the first time she's spoken about her friends, and she's like the missing link of the four of them. Right. So she's the first time talking about her friends missing, who had at that point been missing for a month. And so it's looking kind of grim.
Right. I agree with that. The girls, though, are really, I just felt like in some ways it was worse than prison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And I want to know what happens, like, in the time that we're off. So because we see them in there, we see them all together, we see them, you know, dying outside, and then when they finally get taken back in, and they all scream when they get behind their doors, I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
What do you think? Any thoughts?
I have no idea. I don't know how dark to go, because I have nothing to, like, go off of.
I feel like, okay, so it got really dark when it started raining outside. They were left out there for several days with no food or water. And I feel like their expressions when they came out of their rooms was worse than that. So whatever happened behind those doors, I feel like is worse than them sitting outside for three or four days with no food or water.
I have to wonder if it was the masked figure that we saw.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I'm wondering if it can be him, mm-hmm. because there's so far we've only seen one of him. And there's four of them, and they all screamed when they got behind their doors. So I'm thinking that there's got to be, like...
But also, there's been all these trick windows and things that, like, maybe they could all see, a reverse mirror or what, where they could all see the same thing. I don't...
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I kind of want a blueprint of that dollhouse, because it just felt like there was always a new door or something going on, and it doesn't look that large, and yet there was always a new door.
And I feel like there's a lot of, like, illusions going on, like you said, with, like, the mirrored walls, like, double-sided or whatever. And then, like you said, it can't be that big because it's all underground now that we know in this park.
Yeah.
But it seems huge. And then I'm kind of questioning, where was that barbed wire electrical fencing when they all came in? It was like seemed to be gone.
Right. And so...
Well, that has to be another exit of it.
I imagine so, but if it's in this park, and this is really getting into, like, the logistical whatever of it, you're in a park, so you have this barbed wiring in a park, which seems odd. Like, you generally in, like, at least, like, most parks, you don't see that. And then this underground passage, it seemed obvious from above ground. It wasn't just, like, a hole that they all, like, kind of...
I feel like the city would know about that.
Yeah.
It was a state park. Like, isn't there rules?
I was going to say, like, someone would call on that, right?
Let's be real. This is also Rosewood still, so...
True. But in, like, the season finale, when they showed the, like, overhead of that area at the very end of last season, and then they, like, spanned out, it looked like... It was the middle of nowhere. Like,
that's what I was going to say. It felt like it was the middle of a forest.
Yes.
It, like, that nothing was around them, and they were just in this kind of...
Like a forest in Pennsylvania.
No man's land.
To be fair, it was a state park. So sometimes state parks can get pretty foresty.
That's true.
You know, the East Coast can be foresty.
Okay.
All right.
I like the realism that we're bringing to the table.
Yeah.
That being said, let's jump into the story a bit. We can talk about blueprints all day long of this.
Oh, yeah, and I've totally spent time. I spent time in the forest of Pennsylvania, so there's totally trees like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Have you?
Yes, I have. Beach Lake, Pennsylvania.
I feel like that's
right
a story.
Outside of Scranton.
Okay.
All right. Well, a story for another time. We can have a, you know, sharing hour at some point about that. But I want to talk about this, their kind of lives in there, and how did they, do you think that they felt, I'm trying to, like, word this in the right way. So I want to know how Allison was able to figure out where they were.
Well, I don't think she figured it out. I think that she just knew that if she got away, he would find her, which he did, and he gave her the car, which told her where to go, and then he told her to get rid of all her clothes in the back of the car and use her shoes. And
that was the saddest moment to me, is the loss of the shoes that had the chip in it that tracked her, the GPS. I was just like, how dumb, just wear the shoes. Like,
or take the, she knows where the thing
is. Exactly, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Just take it out.
Yeah.
They showed you where it comes out.
I know. But, I mean, like I said, they should have put it in her somewhere, under her skin.
I can't believe you actually suggested.
We both suggested this, and you think it's legit.
I suggested again.
At this point, I think it was a good request on our part.
I think that they all need trackers on them forever now. Like, I would feel comfortable never not having a tracker on me.
Okay.
I would be okay if someone put a tracker in me. Wouldn't you be okay? Like, don't you worry that...
Then I'm going to get kidnapped.
Yeah, like I'm worried. Like, I just saw this thing on Twitter, and it's super scary about how people are, like, drawing people into jobs, and then they're, like, giving them a bottle of water, and they're dragging them and selling them into sex slavery. And that's a real thing that happens.
I feel like we just took a real turn, guys.
Our show is getting pretty dark, so this could be where it's going.
All right, so
I would be okay with a tracker. I think we should put trackers in.
I am going to stick with the tracker in my phone for now. I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know later this season how we're feeling about the tracker inside of us. It's good. That being said, I really do want to get into Allison's frame of mind when she left that car behind. Did she think she was going to survive? Did she know she was going to find the girl? Like, that's where I was like, I would be panicked out of my mind. And even if I wanted to find the girls, I don't know that I could bring myself to put myself in
She's
that level
brave.
Of danger.
She is.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, so with this episode, I felt like it was really, really, really good up until they got to her house and they had all the police in the house and everything. And then I kind of felt like it was rushed. Okay. So I feel like we should have made this into either a 2-hour premiere or broken it up into two episodes, because I feel like it was the second part of it was a little too rushed. Like, we missed, like, what was her frame of mind? We don't know because we weren't there. Yeah. It just, like, skipped ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think that might be their point, to kind of confuse us. Like, because now I really want to know what happened behind that door, and I'm just, obviously, I mean, I would watch anyways, but, like, I'm going to keep watching because I want to know what happened behind the door.
Yeah, I mean.
Which I'm sure we'll find out about, and because they said, let's never talk about it until we leave this place. So I'm sure we'll hear about it or see it or something, but,
As I said at the top of the episode, though, I feel like the show tonight left me with so many questions, that being paramount. And
which is actually, I feel like, kind of funny, because everyone's been saying the whole time this show has been on, once you find out who A is, how does the show go on? Because you found out who A is, that's the whole point. But obviously, I mean, they proved tonight, we found out who A is, and there's still a lot more to tell. So.
I agree with you on that. And also, we still really don't know. We know there's a person named Charles who is A-related, but is he the only A? Is he working with a team? Who else? And that will tease into some of our news and gossip as well. So I feel like the fan theories are up and crazy. It's good. I like it.
Yes, please tweet us your theories. We love them.
We love them.
They're amazing, and they make us think all week long about, like, what's going on the show. Because we, as we say all the time, we come in here straight after watching the show, and so it's always fun to kind of see what people are thinking, and we sometimes rewatch the episodes, and we'll have other thoughts too, so it's definitely tweet us, let us know what you're
hashtag
thinking.
Hashtag ABTVPLO.
Yep. Yes. Good point. Yes. and also, I love that Caleb and Ezra are such
a team.
They're so cute.
Like, I was going to call them, like, junior detectives.
They're totally, like, having a bromance,
I know.
Too.
Yeah. Loving Although it. They didn't seem to like each other.
Well,
Ezra
they're working together.
Yeah.
Ezra's like,
I'm going to deal with you because I feel like I have to, but let's never talk about this ever again.
Right. I mean, he is just like, I want to get Arya back. That's his bottom line.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
So it just makes my heart big.
I know.
No one would ever do that for me. Maybe my parents, but.
Yeah. I'll do it for you.
Thank you. There you go.
I expect to see you.
I will put a tracking device in you.
There you go. We got this. Can you guys just track me from my phone? Is that okay?
Well, if you go
missing and someone takes your phone, we're just going to be like,
exactly.
Well, Stephanie went missing and she declined the tracker, so.
She didn't want it, so.
All right, you're making me reconsider. Guys, all right. I just wonder, though, will this team last? Because they were having a bit of a bromance and a bit of an argument.
Now that they've got their girlfriends back, I think that they're done.
They're done. Yeah.
I still feel like they still got to be buddy-buddy with each other. Their girlfriends are best friends. They have to be.
Oh, yeah, but I don't feel like they ever need to hang out.
They're not going for their Boy Scout detective badge anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't think they'll, like, go hang out by themselves.
Maybe just to get that. Yeah. Just to get the badge.
We've all been there. Yeah. I know, we're really just going on the tangents today. Sorry, guys. I don't know, though. That was my favorite, actually, moment in the episode. Of course it was, if you have watched our show before, you know this. The reuniting with Ezra. Yeah. What was going to be your favorite moment?
Oh, I thought you were just talking, like, Ezra in general, and I was like, yeah, he was my favorite moment, too.
You guys, he had some scruff going on tonight. Yeah. It was kind of hot.
Yeah, I mean, he was looking good.
He was looking real good.
But Ezra...
I feel like Toby was weird this episode.
Yeah, I kind of got that vibe, too.
He was so awkward. And then when he called Spencer babe, I was like, oh, I don't...
Yeah. Well, I mean, they... I don't know if that's right yet.
No. They reunited quick.
Yeah.
It was like, we're back together. I saved you. Let's kiss. I also think it's interesting. He seemed to be... Maybe I'm wrong, and tweet me if you feel I'm incorrect about this. Taking a lot of credit for finding those girls when I feel like
he just like oversaw it.
Yeah. I mean, I just felt like really that was a Caleb, Ezra, Allie.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they got together. And poor Mona.
I know.
Yeah, so she gets put in the hole. That's scary.
Awful.
I mean, that reminded me, there were moments tonight that reminded me if you watch Scandal, and that was definitely one of them. This like
they're
kind of dark,
copying it a little bit, like the hole. They call it the hole too.
Yeah, it's just like was this. I mean, it wasn't as scary as Scandal, admittedly, but it was still like a deep dark hole.
Yeah.
You know what though? What I'm wondering is because we saw them go into their rooms and scream, and then it flashed forward 3 weeks forward to Allie's thing, but. When we came back to them, they looked different, and they looked as though they hadn't seen each other. Yeah. So have they been in their rooms alone the whole time, do you think?
That's what I got.
So they have been separated. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you think about... I want to jump back to the beginning of the episode and talk about Andrew becoming the suspect in all of this. We always kind of had him as a suspect on our personal list, but... that fast forward in time is messing with our heads because we don't know why he was fully made a suspect. Like, he had sketchy behavior, and we can all agree on that, or I hope we can all agree on that.
Yeah, definitely.
But to be made a suspect, like, what did he do?
I feel like we're, again, missing bits and pieces that they're going to have to, like, rewind and go back and tell us what happened.
I think they will.
Yeah, that would be my assumption as well, is that they're going to do some sort of flashback this season to get all those pieces.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
But I like that. I like that the way that they did it, because I kind of know where we are now, and I know what I want to know, so that makes it worse.
I mean, yeah, I agree. I also want to talk about Sarah Harvey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. She has been there a long time.
Right, because you saw those checks on her board wall, whatever. And she's been there. I did not pause to try to count that, but it looked like years. It did not look...
But she went missing. Yeah, she went missing around the same time as...
Which is now
Allie, which
years.
Is 2 years.
Yeah.
About 2 or 3 years ago.
Right. And so, I can't even imagine that, like... and she looks so just scared and disheveled and just not.
But, you know, her highlights were just so on point.
They were on point.
I mean, I was going to actually say that. The girls,
she must be a natural blonde.
She must.
Yeah.
She's great in color.
The girls all looked like they had dirt on them and, like, a little frizz in their hair, but still, like, pretty on point.
I was laughing because, like, as the rain's pouring down and then they wake up the next day, their hair is still pretty darn curly. And then I think it was...
It's, like, natural.
Yeah, I think Hannah had her hair in, like, a ponytail. I'm like, oh, really? Where did that ponytail holder come from?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Oh, I can find them in the bathroom.
One, obviously. It just was so weird, though, because I kept looking, and I was like, wow, you're, like, sleeping outdoors for days. And, like, it would be, like, rat-nesty hair, I would imagine, by the end of that experience. And these girls were, like, perfectly...
They still looked beautiful.
Yeah.
That's why we hate
That's
them.
That's why they're just beautiful, and they're on the show, and we're not.
Valid point as well, for sure.
I feel like we need a picture of just, like, us now. Like, what we look like.
Take a picture when we wake up tomorrow morning, and we'll let y'all know if we look okay.
It would be 20 times worse.
I was going to say, our Pretty Little Liars retreat, when we go on our camping retreat.
That would be so fun.
No, you guys, A, will get us.
Yeah. We'll just be like, it's totally fine, girls. Like, we're just needing to take selfies now to show on our show. It's great. That being... we can't do that. Mm-hmm. We can't. What do you think about the girls escaping or getting out now? And they chose the
room. It was so easy.
It was so, they were at the right door. The guys pulled it open and they were right.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Shockingly convenient.
Shockingly
convenient.
And they were right there to hug, and they all ran to the right arms. I feel like I would have just ran to the first person.
Yeah, I would have too. Like, anyone, hug me.
They're
like,
oh, this one's mine, and that one's yours. I've been like, person.
Someone outside of the barbed wire. I'm here.
Okay, so I'm probably going to get a lot of slack for this one, but I kind of once again felt like it was rushed. Like, I didn't expect them to get out this episode. You know, I expected this to drag on another couple episodes.
I thought that we were heading towards them getting out. I could feel it. I was like, I feel like they're going to get out this episode. But I am glad that they did. Because I can't emotionally handle them
this
in
was
there.
Hard.
Yeah.
Once the fire started, we're like, okay, well, they have to get out now. They're not going to burn in here. So.
I was going to say, that is one of the great charms of when you watch a scary show. You know the lead cast is...
They're gonna
most
get out,
likely gonna survive.
Exactly. Allie can't run this show on her set by herself.
Yeah. So like, hopefully, I mean, as unfun as logic is, logic does play in, and you're like, wait, they're not gonna burn the 4-4.
Although, I mean, Nina Dobrev left the Vampire Diaries, and that was kind of her show.
No, it's true. I mean, there's examples of it.
Leaving them.
Yeah.
No, but like, what if one of them was like, oh, I can't. Like,
I can't even imagine the show without.
I can't either.
They all
even
are so integral
Janelle
to it.
Even without Janelle Parrish, like, when we thought that she was dead, it was like, you can't even think about her not being on the show.
Yeah.
And I actually thought about this while watching tonight, is like, I'm so glad she's still here.
Yeah.
Like, she's so good.
Yeah, she's really good.
It's so funny, because we always talk about the 4 core girls, and now I feel like Mona and Allie are so integral. It's now 6 girls.
It's now 6,
That I feel like, what would we do without these girls a part of it? And I feel like a lot of fans of ours would feel about some of the guys as well.
So I was just thinking, you can't get rid of Toby now.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of Ezra.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of Caleb. Like, they're all here.
I'm actually really liking this question, so tweet at us and let us know if... Like, who your favorites are, if there's somebody that you couldn't watch the show if they had left.
Yeah.
Like, what would happen if somebody left the show? I think that's a great kind of...
I feel like a lot of fans would be so upset if their favorite character left, and they probably wouldn't come back, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're so devoted to these characters.
Yeah, and to go to your point about Nina Dobrev, we haven't seen an episode of Vampire Diaries
without her yet,
so it's going to be really interesting.
And you haven't seen, like, what their ratings are going to be like, because I'm kind of, I don't know, I might watch the first episode, but I'm a big Vampire Diaries fan, too, and I'm kind of like, without, like
that love triangle.
Without her and Ian, like, together, it's just, I'm just not really interested.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting evolution for them, and it would be so crazy. it would be like one of the friends leaving.
Yeah.
Like, it would be that level of, like, fandom that, around it.
That's why I think they would just, if someone was like, I want out, they would be like, let's finish this season and be
But done. Luckily, the girls seem really into being on the show and not leaving, so that's great.
10 years, guys. 10 years.
10 years.
10 years. We love it. I'll watch till the very last day, let's be honest. So to go back to the storyline again, Toby was the one to recognize the song, though, which is Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
It was a fake recognition.
Okay.
Because he was like, it was planned. They planted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They planted that call. He planted that line, and then...
I had to wonder, I mean, I know they were doing it so that she could escape and help and find the girls, but it was so interesting to kind of use the police in that way.
Yeah.
Because that's
yeah.
the first time we've really seen the girls.
Rosewood PD fails us yet again by not keeping their eyes on Allie, but it all turned out good in the end, so
they make me so sad. It's so corrupt.
It's like, really? When a 17-year-old girl can outsmart you.
Yeah. I think it was so weird, though, that they would decide to plant the pig with the hoodie on and then, like, the oink noise. Like, that's just so over the top. Like, did you really need to do all of that?
So,
it is so A. Do we feel like once the girls are out, do they know who that masked person, or will they have any way of identifying the masked person if there was, like, a lineup?
I don't think so. I don't think they have any clue.
No, I know. And I wanted them to rip off the mask.
Well, that's what I'm wondering how, like, if all of them are screaming like that, I don't feel like he's doing something to them.
Yeah.
I feel like they're...
They're, like, watching
something.
Yeah.
Yes. Because like you guys said, I don't think that there's enough A's to go around. I mean, maybe there is a team, maybe there isn't. We can discuss that later, but I don't feel like he can outpower them.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, unless he's holding a gun to your head. Like, it's just...
I don't feel like he's ever been, like, physically abusive.
Right.
It's more emotionally abusive.
Mentally, yeah.
Right.
So I feel like he's emotionally toying with their heads and playing mind games with them. And so I feel like he's got them, you know, under this spell or whatever in that dollhouse.
So creepy and scary.
Yeah.
Yes. And can we talk about the film as well?
Yes.
Because I feel like fans will be upset with us if we don't talk about this film, where it shows the mom with the two young boys. We had a disagreement while we were watching about their twins or brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I say twins, but we had some disagreements.
Maybe. We'll see.
And this is the first time all four girls have seen it, because before it was just Spencer who had seen this video.
Right. And who do we think the brothers are? Are they De Laurentiis brothers?
I think they're De Laurentiis brothers.
Well, yeah, I feel like they have to be De Laurentiis brothers, because she says, do you want to kiss your sister? Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not that's Charles or Andrew, or if Charles is Andrew, or if they're both Charles and Andrew and Jason's not there, or if Jason's one of them, I don't know.
See, my immediate thought when I was taking my notes, I wrote Jason's twin, Charles.
That's what I think.
And so that would be my guess. I feel like Andrew is involved in all of this, but I don't think he's the twin, if you will. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know, though. I'm a little weary of that video. I kind of want to rewatch it.
I think watching the previews and seeing Mr. De Laurentiis, like, answering to Allie, like, who is Charles De Laurentiis? And he said, like, what? And she's like, no, not what. Who, and like his reaction, I feel like he knows exactly who that is, and they've tried to cover this story or person or whatever this entire lifetime.
I'm really excited for next week.
Did you guys see one little thing that I noticed was it says on when they're watching that news reporter, you see her like talking in front of the van, and then when they're looking at the license plate, it says Radley has closed its doors. Did you see that going across the bottom?
No, I missed that.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
I never catch things like that. I'm
dang.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was talking about how Radley has closed its doors after...
I mean, I'm convinced Radley plays a huge part in this, because if you think about...
She always says it all goes back to Radley.
Right. So I think that is going to be really interesting to kind of see where that takes us. And because you have now, we know the De Laurentiises are involved. You have Radley. And
Radley and the De Laurentiises were mixed, yep, because we know that Jessica De Laurentiis was on the board of Radley.
Absolutely. Right. And then we have fan theories.
Where's Hannah with her, like, pie charts and,
I was gonna say,
and flow graphs?
That is actually a great point that I was forgot to say at the beginning, is that Hannah will be back with us next week and more fun with her. Yeah. Pretty Little Liars fun. So... you make fun of me all the time. It's cool. I don't mind. But it's interesting though that's where we're going. But all these fans have been tweeting about if one of the girls is involved, and so
I don't think at this point
I'm gonna.
But you don't know what happens behind closed doors.
True, yeah. Unless they're like faking it.
Yeah, and you don't know what kind. I mean, putting themselves outside for an hour for like days, and without food or water, that's miserable. But like, they know what they can take, and if it's all for the greater plan, like, you would have to be crazy, but...
Right.
I think so many people would be so upset.
It's like one of the characters being cut out of the show or not being on the show anymore.
I feel like I would rather have that happen than have one of the girls be A at this point.
Really? I think that would keep things so interesting.
I'm saying if they ended it that way.
See, what I was going to say the exact opposite is that I wouldn't want one of the girls to be revealed as A now, but in the final episode... What an intriguing twist! But if they did that, I would need the flashbacks of how they accomplished it at all.
I would know the whole next season.
Yeah. I would need to know why. Like, if no matter how they end it, I need to have a full backstory. Like, I need to be able to come to terms with it.
You know what would be interesting? Okay, so we have this season, and we know we have one more season after.
Absolutely.
This. So, say they get through this entire season, and they just lay it all out in the final episode, like done deal, boom. And then the final season is like rewinding all the way back to season one. Like, here's this. Like, literally, like, they were all in your face and we missed every single one.
Yeah. I think I've done this whole comparison before, but have you ever seen the movie Now You See Me? Or Now You...
Yeah. It's Now You... Yeah, how they do that at the end.
It's Now You See... Okay. Now You See Me.
I remember that movie.
It's a magic movie. And they get to the end and the last 10 minutes of the film is like a rewind of how it was all done.
Oh.
And like, that's what I need if they were to make one of the girls A. I kind of need that regardless.
I need that regardless, actually.
I agree. But luckily, as we said, we have two more seasons to go.
Yeah.
So it's not coming to an end yet. But we should jump into some news and gossip.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, that being said, we have a little gossip. This is actually from kind of the end of season 5. It was released in March, but I definitely wanted to talk about it. There's a time jump coming up on Pretty Little Liars. Mm. So, at the end, it sounds like after the first 10 episodes, which will be kind of the end of part A of season 5, if you will, this summer season, we'll get a time jump of missing college for the girls, and they'll come back and be adults, and we'll get to see kind of who they're with and, you know, like how they're dressed and where they're living and all of that stuff. I'm assuming all back in Rosewood. I'm gonna make a prediction there.
I am so excited for that.
Yeah,
I think that's gonna be so interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited because I think it's such a smart move because in college, they all have different dreams. They'll probably end up in different schools, so they can't be united in the same way. So I think for storytelling purposes, what a great move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree. I'm so excited for that. And then we have a little bit from Sasha, who, of course, plays Allie. She talks about her predictions for season 6 to Us Weekly and says, I honestly think Charles is the A, but Marlene King is always up to something. I might be wrong. And her favorite theory, though, going, and this plays back to what we were talking about, is Charles... not acting alone, but acting with Maya, who, if you remember, of course, died in season 2.
Yeah, she was my guess.
Yeah.
At the end of season 5, I was like, when we walked out of the, or when I walked into the finale for season 5, I was like, I think Maya's involved. Just because all the things fans were tweeting me, I was like, I feel like Maya's involved somehow.
Yeah, so think that would be a really interesting twist, though I have to say, now that she said it, I question whether that's going to happen.
Yeah, my only question, the first thing that I think of is, okay, Mai was still in high school, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So if she died or went missing,
yeah,
and your mom doesn't have a body and you're missing,
right,
that's a little red flag there, like,
yeah,
right.
Nobody, like, that's my thing is, we, Allie was supposed to have died, she didn't die. Mona was supposed to have died, she didn't die. Sarah Harvey wasn't she True. Supposed to have died, right. She didn't die. So, like, no one's actually died. So, like, do we know that Mrs. De Laurentiis is dead? Because she hasn't actually died. Maybe she's in the dollhouse somewhere.
I was gonna say, do we have any actual...
Oh my gosh, I wonder if her and Charles are working together.
Oh.
So it's like...
Oh my gosh, it makes so much sense.
We just created our own sound effect, guys.
Yeah, at this point, I don't believe anyone is dead.
Yes! Thank you, Alexis. That was
so amazing.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just, that's like one of those crazy theories of, has anyone really died on the show? Are we living in like a Tower of Terror situation? Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
So crazy to think about.
I'm so going with that Mrs. D and Charles together.
I know. You have to tweet us and let us know what you're thinking. Rate us on YouTube and come and subscribe on YouTube and let us know what you're thinking about the show, because there's so many theories and it's so crazy. But on a less crazy note, Shay Mitchell is writing a book with her best friend that'll be out in October. It sounds like a super fun book. It's about a 21-year-old named Sophia, and Hollywood's the backdrop, and they describe it as a novel for all the single people out there, so... Definitely something to check out. It's about love, friendship, and finding yourself.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Like,
that
different...
sounds lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. When I was pulling the news and gossip, I was like, oh, that sounds like a really sweet story. It's a nice little break from the Pretty Little Liars craziness.
She's like, I need something more lighthearted.
Yeah.
It's too bad it doesn't come out before summer's over, because I'm looking for a good summer book.
I know. Mm. That is me too.
Yeah, I need a beach read. That sounds awesome.
I know. We need some
next summer.
Be patient.
I don't read in the fall.
clearly, Kristen reads from July
June
and all.
To July.
Yeah.
June and July.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to LA, it's summer year round here.
Yeah, exactly. We're big readers here, clearly. All right. Well, let's get into predictions.
All right.
And now. AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I feel like I want some music behind that so I can, like, dance while we're doing it. I'm just like...
I feel like we've been doing predictions this entire episode.
I know. There's no way to separate it with the show,
though. You can't. Yeah. You really can't.
I have to say that we saw all four couples, am I right, reunite tonight?
Oh, yeah.
So we have...
Emerson. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
So yeah. Four couples, like... United again. I think very quickly one of those couples is going to fall apart. I hate to say that.
Well, I think that, yeah, I think that they're just going to be so traumatic, but...
And I know fans were tweeting possibly that it was Toby and,
I hope.
I feel like if anyone, it's got to be them.
Yeah, but in some ways, I kind of think that they were so, like... They were, like, the most excited to be reunited.
I don't know. Caleb and Hannah were like, never leave me ever again. And he was like, never.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's really, like, a notebook-worthy moment.
I don't know. I still don't really trust Toby.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say we're going to find out at least partially the identity of Charles by the end of this summer season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll fully know everything about A. I'm not saying we're gonna have all the answers. Like, there's still more to come on
the
show.
There is a summer of
answers. Ezra and Arya are not together right now, technically.
But they're
getting back.
Yeah. I don't think they are immediately.
All right.
I think that she's gonna be like, I just went through a lot. I need you to be there for me emotionally. I don't need to rush into a relationship. Because that seems like something she would say.
I don't know.
I think he just wants her back. He just wants to have her.
They have her be safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, not,
I can see that.
Not like, I need you to be my girlfriend and we need to go on 6 dates a month or something.
Right.
You
know? I feel like, though, like, because of the emotional, like, neglect
strain,
that she's had and strain, I feel like he's going to be there to comfort her.
Yeah.
And it's going to naturally progress.
Exactly. That's kind of what I think, too. I don't think that we're going to be like, oh, hey, you're my boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just going to kind of progress and it's just going to be like, not talked about, but they're together.
Yeah.
Maybe something by the end of the summer
season. Yeah, definitely.
It's interesting to think about, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious about this.
I like the relationship statuses. I know there's so many bigger questions on the show right now, that's something that I always think about.
How is Sarah Harvey going to fit into all of this? And how did she fit into all of this in the beginning? Was she just a replacement Allison?
Or I feel like, yeah, because she's wearing the yellow shirt or whatever.
How is it going to play out as it goes on?
So crazy that we're essentially getting the seventh girl that may have a lot more answers. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was there for so long that maybe she has some knowledge that the girls don't.
Did Mona not say anything about her?
Right, but I feel like maybe she did something wrong, and that's why Mona was taken as her replacement, as the new Allie. And I don't know maybe if Mona even knew if she was there, because she seemed like she was kind of in an isolated, like, cave-like almost thing, you know?
Because I can't imagine them leaving one girl behind if they knew she was there. I can't imagine them, even if they didn't know her.
Well, but the girls, I don't think, knew, because they looked surprised when they said, oh, there was another girl down there. But did Mona look surprised? I don't know.
I feel like they all...
Yeah, I feel like they all were.
I still don't even know if I can trust Mona.
I want to.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I want to. I don't know that I can.
Right. She's been through a lot, too.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we think.
I was just going to say that. We don't really know.
I was going to say, it's all kind of... There's lots of questions at this point. But that's kind of always the beginning of every season on Pretty Little Liars, is that you
that's
have...
the beginning of every episode.
Yeah. There's a lot of questions, let's be honest. But this was a fun. I'm so glad to be back, and it was
so
fun.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to this.
Me too.
I smiled the whole drive up here.
Yeah, it is really fun to talk about this show, and as it changes and like there's more drama, there's always something to talk about. So continue to tweet at us, let us know what you're thinking on YouTube, SoundCloud, all of it. We want to hear from you, and you can also go ahead and take our survey at podcastone.com. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Wanger and AfterBuzz at AfterBuzzTV.
You can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange and on Instagram at Kristen Aubrey Strange.
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith.
And we'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.